Welcome into another installment of our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce podcast series, introducing you to the candidates for Boone Town Council for 2019. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are joined by the lone incumbent on the ballot. That's Loretta Clausen, no stranger to the political scene here in Watauga County at all. So, Loretta, great to have you with us. If you can, for the folks that don't know you as well, if you can introduce yourself, tell us why you've decided to run again and what makes you feel like you've still got work to do and want to sign up for another term here on the town council.
Okay. Thank you, David. It is a pleasure to be here with you. Just a little bit about what I've been doing for the past many years. I served on town council since 1997 with 1 year off for good behavior. I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy reading the packets and making decisions on the material. I'm the longest serving member on the board and hope to continue to serve. I think I have a thorough knowledge of the town workings. I've served in the position of council member, mayor, and mayor pro tem. And I've really seen a lot of good things happen in the past years. Just a few of these are steep slope regulations that protects our slopes from our overdevelopment, renovation of our historic post office, I thought that was a great project, and the development of Clausen Burnley Park, which was a floodplain with numerous houses, and we got the houses moved, and we made a great park. So that's a few of the things that I have worked on, and I really would appreciate serving again.
So in the interest of full disclosure here, yes, because you're an incumbent, I'm going to change the wording of some of these questions that we've been asking all candidates just to make it make contextual sense. But okay, but the themes are the same. So the first one would be, obviously, in your experience, you've been very much involved in the growth plans that the town of Boone has set forward. What would you like to see continue to be discussed in the future as growth of the community is being discussed?
Okay. Well, I'd like to see the Howard Street finished. And I think that's very important for everybody. And lined with new businesses and maybe some housing for professionals. And I certainly believe in the Bullock property. And that's going to be, all of our offices are going to be moved out to the Bullock property. And we'll be in one campus. And that'll make it easy for people who are coming in to go to that one campus. And I'd just like to say that, and I know we're talking a lot about sustainability, this building will totally be sustainable, keeping with our 2030 carbon neutral plan. And like I say, it will combine our offices. And I think our downtown theater is one thing I'm so pleased with, that we're finishing that up. We can see a project that we totally finished up. And I can see the tree plantings continuing because I think they're very, very important. And, you know, I'm a tree hugger. And we're in the process of working to save two maples up at Jones House. It's not relevant to the future, but in a way it is, because I think these maple trees are very, very important. And I look forward to many good things happening in the town of Boone, because I really believe in the town and its citizens and its students, which are a large part of who we are. And I know that we may continue to grow the university. And I think that's fine. I really enjoy meeting with the students. I hope at some point we can reach a cap, but we're doing okay now. And I think we will continue in the future. And just saying that any new buildings the town builds will be carbon neutral. So that's that.
So the police services, stormwater maintenance, you mentioned the Bullock Farm and the development of that property. These are just a few of the funding challenges that you all as town council members have been dealing with, currently dealing with. Mm-hmm. What are your strategies as it comes to prioritizing funding when it comes to town money?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. Well, I'll tell you about the town money, David. We have a certain amount of monies. Most of this money goes to staff and making the town work. This year, we didn't have a whole lot left over for other projects. I feel like we're doing a great job with the money that we have, but you don't have a lot when you have your employees and you have what we have to maintain. And I will say that we did raise our employees all to $15 per hour and above. And I think this was the right thing to do. And I do see a need in the future for more policemen. And maybe as we grow, other departments will certainly need additional help. And we've adjusted our fee schedule, as many people know, so now it reflects that the developer pays enough to cover the town cost. And I think that we can continue to have money above what it takes for the town to run. But like I say, it's not a lot. But I will say that our town manager does a great job helping us. We have the budget retreats and decide what we can do with the monies that we have. And we do want to continue to be as sustainable as we can do and work hard to make sure, and we are the best town. Can you believe all the wonderful publicity we're having? That's really super. So just things like this.
You've been involved in the political landscape here as mayor, as town council member for quite some time, and understand the relationship between the town of Boone and Watauga County. How will you work to continue to improve and enhance the relationship between the two entities?
Well, I believe at this period, the county and the town should work on their relationships. And as I say, we're all in it together. The town of Boone is a town in the county. And I think we should sit down and see what we have in common. And I think we need to find out things that we can work together on. I think the one thing that keeps coming up is the distribution of the sales tax. The town produces about 75% of the sales tax and receives about 12% of the tax back. This has created a great shortfall for the town. I hope that we could work on a hybrid solution that might give the town a larger share of what we collect, because we are losing a lot in the sales tax. This was not originally put in place by the City and County Commission, I will say that. The town and the county are in discussions about the Turner House, and no decision has been made about this yet. But I really hope, David, that we can get together to have discussions about issues, and I am certainly willing to do that. And I would sit down with the county commission at any time, because they're a wonderful group, and they're doing a good job. They've got a lot of issues on their plate. But the town would be glad to host a meeting. Maybe you could come to that, too, and we could all get together and sit down and eat. I'll make sure the town manager gets us something good to eat, and that would be great.
I was about to say, I'm not going to cook. You don't want that. That would not help the cause at all.
My husband's the cook of the family.
Okay. Right. All right. Another question. I'll kind of change the context around a little bit because of your incumbent status. What have you viewed as important in the role that the town has played in economic development overall for the town of Boone, and what would you like to see continued along in those areas should you remain on council?
Okay. Economic development. Well, I think that the chamber and the town are working very well together. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And I think this helps a lot with our business community. And we are now a program partner with the chamber, which is great. And we sponsor 4 lunch and learns during the year. And I think this keeps our business community up to date on what is happening. I know when I was mayor, I served on the board of directors several years with the chamber and found the chamber to be a great group. And I serve as ex officio member of the Downtown Boone Development Association. And I feel like, David, that this is going very good. And the businesses have a part in this. And the town and businesses are all involved, like with special events, and I think this is working well for all of us, because I know you and I were on the same float at the St. Patrick's Day parade, but I will say that you looked a little bit more outstanding.
I was a little bit more dressed up than you were.
You were a little bit more dressed up than I was, and we have Lane Moody now, who's working with the business downtown, and I feel like that Lane, she really understands what's going on with the businesses downtown. I feel like this is working out really well. Kendra Sink is the chair of this DBDA, and she's from Mass Store. And I feel like that business-wise, we're really working well together. I mean, there's hardly any buildings that doesn't have people in it now, David. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Another thing that I love is that the businesses that come in, especially to downtown, are working on their facades. Our buildings are looking so much better, and we're working on becoming a historic district, which I think will be great. But I really, really feel good about what the town of Boone is doing and working with the businesses and our business in the corridors. They're very busy, too. So I think we're making great progress.
You mentioned a few minutes ago, made reference to the carbon neutrality plan for 2030. The town has stated some pretty aggressive goals as part of that plan. What do you feel like can be done now to begin to move those priorities forward?
Well, now, you know, we have our seven hybrid cars. One of those is a police car. And we have two electric bicycles, which I think Officer Kornhauser loves. We're conducting energy audits throughout the town in hopes of cutting down on the energy we're using. That's very, very important. And one of our major energy consumers is the Jimmy Smith wastewater plant. That's something that takes a lot of energy. And another thing that our town manager has done, he's met with different departments to make sure that they are aware of saving energy. And I think these are things that we can move on now. And I know with carbon neutral, we need to I know about carbon neutral, but you have to make it zero. Mm-hmm. Right, zero. So I think that this council is committed to making this town as sustainable as possible. And we have that 2030 goal. And, you know, if you don't have a goal, David, then you can't reach a goal. So I think it's very, very important that we have this goal. And at every meeting, sustainability is mentioned. So I'm a big proponent of this.
Allow you to break out the crystal ball here for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you feel like your vision is for Boone 5 years from now?
Okay, 5 years from now. Okay, let's see. I had a little something here that I was going to say. Okay, the first thing, Howard Street. But that's not going to take 5 years, is it, David? We're going to have that done before too long. And I'd hope that this would be lined with new businesses and maybe some housing for professionals. I believe we'll have the new Bolick property as our new campus, which is going to be totally sustainable. And this will, as I said before, will contain the town offices. And I think we'll have at least one parking deck and maybe two parking decks and the sustainability. And we have a tree planting that is very aggressive. What we're looking at is every place that you can put a tree, put a tree. Because, you know, David, I am a tree hugger. So, and I look forward to seeing many good things happen in the town of Boone, because I believe in the town, its citizens and its students, which, as I say again, are a large part of this town. We're a thriving community, and I don't see why we can't continue to be this in the future. And any new building the town builds will be carbon neutral.
Final prepared question for you, and then I'll give you a chance for some final comments. But again, another one that I'll change the context of a little bit. I've been asking the various candidates how they intend to get up to speed on processes and issues that impact the community, business community, regular community. I'll ask you how you have kept your ear to the ground over the years. What methods do you use to make sure that the citizenry, whether, again, that's the business community that the chamber is very involved in, of course, or just citizens in general, have the access to be able to reach out to the council, to the mayor when you were in that spot, and be able to get their issues in front of you?
Well, David, I think this is one of the things that I do really well with. I put my telephone number out there. I give people my home telephone. They can call me at any time. They can discuss any issue with me. And I will say this, David, I have a thick skin. You have to. I've been in this position since 1997, so I do have a thick skin, and I understand that people have different issues, and these may not even be issues that's on my radar, but I feel like that they can come to me. This is a friendly town. I can be out on King Street, and I can talk to people and talk to them about the issues that we face now and in the future, because there are many issues out there. I think that I read the material that is given to me in our packets. And I work really, really hard to try to listen to all sides. That's another thing, because what I do, David, in this town is not represent what Loretta believes, but what the people that I serve believe. And I've tried to do this, and I guess I've did it okay, being I've been around since 1997. But this is just a little bit of what I try to do, David. Thank you.
Any other final comments that you'd like to make at this time?
Let's see, David, what didn't I cover? I covered all about that I've been mayor all these years, or what I've been mayor. I'm a mayor pro tem now. I've enjoyed that. But let me just say a little bit. I grew up a few miles from Boone in the Old Beach Mountain community. And I think when I was about 6 years old, we'd come into Boone at Christmas to sell our tobacco crop and buy Christmas presents. I loved the town. We'd go to the Crest Five and Dime store and eat at the Gateway Cafe. I thought having a hamburger and French fries was the best thing in the whole world. And I was lucky enough in 1966 to be able to move to the town of Boone. And that's what I always wanted, was to move to the town of Boone. And this is where my life is. This is where my kids grew up. Both of them went to Hardin Park, Watauga High School. Sherry graduated from ASU. And my life is here. And I have served on many, many committees and just been a part of the grade mother, soccer mom, Miss Cheney's Playmakers. It's been a wonderful, wonderful life for me. It really, really has. And the town of Boone has made that possible.
Well, thank you very much for your service and for your time here today, and we wish you best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Good to see you.
That's Loretta Clausen, the lone incumbent on the ballot for the 2019 race for Boone Town Council.